Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stephanie Byra, Simon Coles, and Eric Smith. The question I want to ask is, what does it mean to be a better human being? Eric, can you kick us off?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this question. When you think about what it means to be a better human being, that it really boils down to, you know, four core things. And that is awareness, kindness, empathy, and acceptance. Being a better human being means becoming aware of how you're impacting the people around you. It means being kind, not only to others, but to yourself, which is a major thing. It means having empathy for people that are going through situations inside or outside of your own experiences and accepting yourself and others for who they are. I think about being a better human being, it goes twofold. One way it's how you become a better human being externally to others, but also how you can become a better human to yourself too, as you kind of go through the process of life and the journey you're on.
I definitely agree with your points that you made. I think one of the other things to be a better human is to be a better listener. And sometimes I have to admit that I'm not always the best listener. And sometimes I'm like, but you're not hearing what I'm saying, you know? And so I think having that full attention and giving your whole self, I think we can all be so distracted anymore. I think being a better human helps, you know, with being a better listener and really giving someone their undivided attention. I think sometimes I get distracted with my two kids and I don't give them my undivided attention. So I think that's something to be a better listener and be empathetic to more people, not just here at work, but at home.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like it's developing, it's adult development, isn't it? You know, you're going up the stages of I don't know, whatever, maturity or enlightenment or whatever we get when we, you know, we thought we knew everything in our 20s, didn't we? And now we're in our 50s. I'm in my 50s and, you know, I'm amazed at the stuff I don't know and appalled at my arrogance of my 20s.
Yeah, it's a process, you know, it's something that it's not just kind of like a one-stop state of mind. It's an ongoing process to become a better human to yourself and others. It's something that you have to continuously work on. And as you just mentioned, it's something that, you know, as you continue to mature and grow and learn more, I mean, you're learning different things about yourself and what it means to kind of, you know, become that better person.
I think we think about others, but we don't always think about ourselves. So that's a really good point to say, you know what, maybe we should be better to ourselves to help be a better human to many others.
Self-love.
Self-love.
Yeah. So I wonder, is being a better human, is there like a standard which we would all agree on? Or would we disagree on what a better human, what the characteristics of one was? I'd like to think there's a fairly standard thing, you know.
Well, I mean, Simon, I know you know this about me. I kind of have two rules in life: be nice to me and don't lie. And if you can manage to do those two things, I'm pretty happy with who you are as a human. Everything else we can work out.
There are sort of, and you know, my current challenge is balancing sort of, you know, love for self versus love for others and things like that. And some of those decisions are pretty difficult, pretty fine.
Is there a dichotomy? Like you have to either love someone else or love yourself. Both isn't an option.
Well, that's the thing. It's like both is an option. So where's the trade-off? Like, both exist. Both are facts. So how do you trade both of those off? You can see, you know, people sacrifice their own happiness for somebody else who doesn't care and blah, 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 and all this kind of good stuff. You know, as you know, once you've got beyond the sort of toddler stage of beating your sister up or something like that for the fun of it, you know, generally a lot of these better human things are a difficult judgment calls.
You know, Simon, I think I agree with how you're saying different stages of life have different parts, because I think, you know, at this stage in life, I'm like, well, I'm not surprised, you know, with certain people's behaviors and things like that. And I don't feel that I take it as personal anymore. And I just say, well, that's, I'm just not surprised. Like, that's one thing I find myself often saying. And I think, you know, that self-awareness, if people really realize how they're acting and behaving, it might help them be a better human to others and be more empathetic. And, you know, we all have, I love that quote, you just be nice, be kind, because you just don't know what other people are going through. And I think we could all remind ourselves, just be kind, be nice.
I'm wondering, are we responsible for giving someone feedback about not being a good human to help them grow? Like, where is that? If we're talking about it's a growth process, then what is the responsibility to help someone grow?
Well, it's context specific, isn't it? I would think. Some people you would have a contract to be able to say that kind of stuff, and some people wouldn't be. You know, the guy on the street who's yelling at his wife. Yeah,
probably. Well, I would interrupt that just because that's not okay. Abusing other people's not cool, but I wouldn't necessarily try to teach him. I would just try to break up the situation.
Mm.
I think in some cases it is, you should try to, you know, give feedback to someone who's not being a kind person. But in some situations, it's going to be really hard to make that happen. And sometimes it's not the right place or time to make that happen. And in those situations, I think it's important that you just kind of take a mental note and kind of remind yourself of, like, that's not the type of person who I want to be. And be able to share that feedback with others, that you saw this happen on the street, or you came across this. And kind of just like reminding yourself that's not who you want to be, reminding others that that's not who someone you want to be surrounded by either.
They could at least be a bad example.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So where does the impulse come from to be a better human, and does everybody have it?
I don't think everybody has it. I think some people are just set in their ways and they're just who they are. And sometimes you have change, but I think maybe it's that you eventually gradually realize maybe I should change. But I think it's that self-awareness that we were saying, that you need to realize maybe life's not that bad.
Well, you've got the narcissistic spectrum too, where at what point do you go from I care about others too much, I'm not taking care of myself, okay, it's balanced, to, oh, now I care about myself too much and I'm not watching out for other people and now I'm not a good human anymore.
Yeah, it's a tough question. It's a tough question to answer. And I also wonder how much is it, you know, nature versus nurture, and how often are people just taught to be better humans versus not, and how many people kind of learn that throughout their life, and how many of them are kind of instilled into them at a younger age, you know, to have manners, say please and thank you, respect others, be kind, everything like that. And so, yeah, it's a tough question. Really great question. Tough one to answer.
You make a good point, Eric. It obviously is some learned, because children, little toddlers, are horrible at it. They are not good. They're terrible humans. And you have to teach them to have better behaviors and share their toys and say please and thank you and whatever. And if they aren't taught that, they grow into adults who don't behave socially properly either.
I appreciate you should never discuss religion, but hey, I'm going to discuss religion. Would the religions claim to help you be a better human?
Oof. Well,
because some of them are downright nasty to other humans.
I was going to say, sometimes I think when people preach one way and then they don't act that same way, they claim to be one, but they don't always end up showing forward those religious qualities.
Maybe religion's a mechanism for judging other people.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, and Simon, you know, and I think Eric, you might know this too, I grew up in a family that had a lot of religion. There's a ton of religion in my background, and judgment is the very top thing for me. Like, this is right and this is wrong. And being a nice human doesn't necessarily fall into that. If they think that if you've been judged wrong, then they have a free pass to treat you badly, I feel like.
In fact, being a nice human is often not judging.
Yeah. I think so. I think we've come to that conclusion. Yeah. Add that to your list there, Eric, that you had. Your framework was really good. I love it. Now we can add lack of judgment to it. Yeah,
definitely.
What does that mean for us as human beings, as we move forward to be better humans? Is it about listening and being kind? Is that basically the bottom line that we've come to?
Yeah.
I think, go ahead, Eric.
I think you have a long list of what it means to be a better human being. And I think a lot of it starts with intention, like intending to be kind, intending to be helpful and have full awareness and everything else like that is probably one of the best first steps you can make. You know, as you go out the rest of your day and the rest of your week, say hello to someone, hold the door for someone, say thank you, and be appreciative of the people that are in your life that are making a big impact with you. Just show some intention of you trying to be that better human is probably a really great first step.
And that is a good place for us to end it, because that is our 10 minutes. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. enlightened me, and I always appreciate it. I look forward to doing it again with each of you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.